From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Money to help Syrians caught in the war pours in at a London meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. A donors conference opened Thursday in London with the European Union nations pledging more than $3 billion to support people in Syria, as well as in Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, neighboring countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting. The conference brought together officials of 25 nations affected by the conflict and was hosted by Britain, Germany, Norway, Kuwait, and the United Nations. British Prime Minister David Cameron said attending nations were quite generous.
Today's conference has seen the largest amount of money ever raised in one day in response to a humanitarian crisis, with well over $10 billion pledged.
The meeting got underway hours after fragile peace talks in Geneva were suspended amid protests by the opposition over the Syrian government's escalating offensive against rebels around the city of Aleppo, where a human rights monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said 40,000 people fled this week alone. And the Russian military says that it has reasonable grounds to suspect that Turkey is making intensive preparations for a military invasion of neighboring Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry official said the ministry would have no immediate comment on the story. This is VOA News.